You're listening to 90.3 WBHM. I'm Rachel Lindley. Our names are a strong part of our identity, and they can reveal a lot about us to the people around us. So what if your name stands out in a way that you're not always proud of? How does that shape a person's self-concept? Our guest blogger, Javacia Harris-Bowser, writes about learning to love her unique name, and, by extension, herself and where she's from, in her monthly post for WBHM. She joins us now. Javacia, hello. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
And Javacia, you, of course, have a very unique name, but it hasn't always been something that you're proud of. You describe yourself as thinking of it even as a liability at some point. Tell me about that.
Well, when I was younger, especially when I went to college and started to think more about a career, I was told that because I had a name that you could tell that I was African-American, that this might be a problem, that people may not hire me because they could look at my name and tell that I was Black. And so I was told that I should consider going by my middle name, which was Nicole. And I considered that for a while, but then I decided that I didn't want to work for someone who would not hire me because my name revealed to them that I was African American, and I became more and more proud of my name.
And what was it like going into an academic setting and introducing yourself to people for the first time as Javacia?
Well, initially, I didn't think much of it. My freshman year roommate told me that when she saw my name on her paperwork, that she immediately knew that I was Black, and she sort of made a joke about it. And that made me self-conscious about my name. And so when I started introducing myself to people, I wondered if people would make assumptions about me because of my name. And people obviously have difficulty pronouncing my name, and so people would make funny faces, and I got into the habit of apologizing, which, now that I think about it, is ridiculous. Why am I apologizing for my own name? But people would sometimes ask me, well, do you have a nickname, or can I call you something else? And I would say, yes, oh, you can call me Jay, because that is what my friends call me. But the point is, that's what my friends call me. And a complete stranger shouldn't be calling me that simply because they don't want to take the time to learn how to correctly pronounce my name.
So when was the first time you first felt proud of your name?
The first time I felt proud of my name was actually when I saw my byline for the first time. So I studied journalism in undergrad, and I wrote my first article for the Birmingham Times, actually. And when I saw my name there in print, it was just something so magical and powerful about that moment. And I didn't look at that name and feel ashamed of it because it was an odd name. I was just so proud. And then, of course, later on, as my journalism career would grow, I would see my name in national magazines and on the pages of newspapers like the Seattle Times or the Chicago Sun. And so after that, you know, how could you not be proud of your name? And I think that it's so important for people to take pride in their names. I am a teacher now, and I try to instill that in my students. If I have a student who has a name that is difficult to pronounce, I always tell them, you know, tell me how to pronounce your name, and if I mess it up, you correct me every single time until I get it right. Because that is your name, and I respect you, and I'm going to show that respect in part by pronouncing your name correctly.
What advice do you have for other people that have unique names and maybe haven't grown as comfortable with them as you have?
I would just tell them they're probably apologizing for their name like I did. They're probably telling people, oh, you can just call me so-and-so. And if you are really, truly okay with them calling you something else, that's fine. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that. But if you're really just doing that because you're afraid of making people uncomfortable, let's let that go. And I know it sounds like a small thing. Oh, it's just a name. But it's not just a name. I mean, this is how people address us. And I do think it's a sign of respect to do the work to learn how to correctly pronounce someone's name. And so I think it is perfectly okay for you to demand that respect. It's your name. Be proud of it.
Javacia Harris-Bowser is a writer and teacher and the founder of See Jane Wright. She joins us each month. And you can read her blog post on our website. That's WBHM.org. Javacia, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.